25,300.
We don't have an appellant.
Oh, sorry.
So we're going to wait for a few minutes.
Give me that one, 25,403.
25,403?
25,403.
A Waterbury case?
Morning.
Morning.
Would you identify yourself?
Good morning, ma'am. Sergeant John Iommazzo, IOMMAZZO, issuing authority, Waterbury Police Department.
Thank you. And a brief statement of your case?
The appellant has an active warrant for his arrest out of another jurisdiction. That is confirmed as of this morning.
And this presents a problem for us. With an active arrest warrant pending against you, we could not issue a permit, issue you a permit.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out in the other state, because I tried to call, I called a couple of different court offices over there, and nobody can give me any information about the warrant. They just tell me to blindly turn myself in, but I have no idea what the warrant is for.
Well, apparently, it looks to us like the warrant is for fraud, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, I just couldn't figure out, you know, what the issuing authority is and where I can turn myself in over there.
That would be somebody in Iowa, wouldn't it?
For the record, I've spoken on at least two occasions with the appellant and have given him information, phone number to call. I also advise him that if he had no luck on his own, that he should seek the counsel of an attorney in that jurisdiction to assist him in that process. So he was advised duly multiple times.
And that's really as far as we can go today. With an active arrest warrant pending against you, we are not legally able to give you a permit. So as with the last case, your choices today are, you could go through a whole hearing in front of us today, but at the end of it, we will deny you, or you can withdraw it so that there's no adverse record here against you, and then clear up this problem with Iowa and then apply again.
May I speak? I'm his mom.
Yes.
So we're confused because he has never resided, visited, been near any of those states, so we're confused as to this case against him.
You don't have to have been in that state to have committed a fraudulent act.
Yeah, and to add to that, I've raised this young man here to be truthful and honest. We're trying to obtain a work for his future. So we're not criminals, he's not a criminal, so we're like so set back by this all because, you know, I've been protecting him for all this time, and his name and everything, it has to be some type of mistake or identity theft or...
We are not going to be able to litigate the... Right now, the issuing authority has records saying there is a warrant for your son. We can't litigate whether that's legit or not. It looks like it is, frankly, from the paperwork we have.
So question for you, should I seek guidance from a Waterbury attorney, or do we need to go there?
I would recommend you contact an attorney in Iowa that may be able to help you out with that. I believe that's what the sarge recommended also, so, you know, you may be able to liaison with an attorney in Connecticut, may be able to help also, but you have to get that...
Could I get that information from you before we leave today?
What information?
A number or whatever source?
I provided your son with a phone number of the magistrate of the court.
Okay.
He has it.
And I also contacted them, but they kept giving me the runaround, saying call the county jails, call, you know, this office.
It's just disheartening because no funds are available for travel there, lawyer.
You can probably go online and get the number of the public defender's office in Iowa, and that would be some that can help you for, you know, little or no fee.
Public defender, okay.
Is a sergeant able to provide the information on what the issue actually was, so his mom would know, or is that a protected record?
I was not given that permission from the Iowa Department of Public Safety to release that outside of law enforcement.
And two, when we have called, they don't give us any information. They just say, come and turn yourself in. I'm like, why would someone turn themselves in for something they didn't do?
The public defender would be a good place to start.
Okay.
And that you, that that information should be available online.
Public defender in Iowa.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you'd like to withdraw your case here today?
I'm assuming that's the best route, right?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All set, ma'am?
Yep.